Tomorrow will mark the one-year anniversary since Trump's inauguration into the presidency. It also nearly marks the one-year anniversary of women's protests launched across the country on the same weekend of the inaugural event, and several are being planned here in Sonoma County. We're going to be talking about one of them with our friend Leslie Graves. She's an organizer of the Santa Rosa Women's Rally, and that's coming up this Saturday morning. Good morning, Leslie.
Good morning. Thanks for having me here.
It's great to have you in. I'm hoping the traffic's not that bad out there.
No. A little fog, but we're good.
Okay, as a weatherman, I'll work on that.
All right.
Can you tell us exactly what is the aim of the rally this weekend?
Yeah, that is a great question. And this weekend, it is about providing an option for folks that are here in Santa Rosa. We weren't going to have a rally, a gathering, anything. There was nothing planned in Santa Rosa.
Shocking.
Exactly, right? Yeah. Just a couple weeks ago. And so a few of us got together, and on January 5th, had a little coffee over at Brew Coffee House and Brew Coffee and Beer House, and decided to make an event and connected up with the national events, their vision as well as ours is to get the vote out, create a little bit of a blue tsunami coming up in the midterm elections, as well as empower youth and stand up for immigrant rights, for women's rights, for the human rights, for science, for education, for national parks. We're covering it all because there is a lot to cover.
Okay.
Leslie, I feel like the dulcet tones of your voice were the siren song as I finished my 26-mile trek through downtown. Feel like, am I getting that correct, that you're the announcer at the Santa Rosa Marathon?
You've got a good ear. That's correct.
Ah, yes. I knew it. Hey, this is a great opportunity for people to come out. And you, like you said, you put it together in 2 weeks. All sorts of fun speakers. Jared Huffman's going to be there. And I love that you're going to have some Santa Rosa high school students speaking as well.
Yes. Yeah, I'm very excited about that. Thanks for noticing that. We've got Santa Rosa High School student Milo Thompson, Santa Rosa Middle School students Kelly Flesher and Morgan Berghoff. These three students are going to be coming up and talking about some of the inequalities around gender issues in our school system right here in Santa Rosa that they may be experiencing. And, you know, that is really part of what we're doing at this rally and gathering is we're empowering people, and we want to empower the youth. We want to set a great example. We want to be peaceful, gather, rally, commune with each other, find out how we can affect our future in a positive way so that we can all rise together, so that we can bring up everyone. There's a lot of issues that are going on right now. We don't need to get into all of that negativity. I know that you guys talk about that here, and what we want to do there at the rally is not only address some of those issues, but make sure that we have a vision going forward so that we actually affect change.
So it's about organization then more or less. Is there going to be like a sign up for people that could kind of like follow along as time progresses?
We actually have great community groups that are going to be there. We have like 12 or 13 community groups. We have Indivisible Sonoma County. That group started right after the rally last year, bringing people together and coalescing them so that they could take action in the community. We've got the Center for Climate Protection. We've got Disabled Services and Legal Center and also an immigrant legal services there. I also want to make special mention and shout out to the Sonoma County Democratic Party, because at their booth, they will have voter registration materials. Super important for Sonoma County right now. We just went through the firestorm, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. We have many, many displaced residents in Sonoma County and right here in Santa Rosa. Those folks have moved. They've found new homes to live in. Some of them are still in transitionary homes. They're going to need to re-register in order to cast their ballot come June.
Leslie, the event's going to be great. The rally's going to be great. But I am so excited about the pre-event where people are asked to come make signs for the march.
That's right. I'm dropping off 100 blank poster boards this morning, and some of those, you know, markers, the large markers, over at Brew Coffee and Beer House, which is at 555 Healdsburg Avenue, right on the corner of B and Healdsburg. It used to be an old donut shop. You know, so you can get a couple pastries still. You can get your coffee, buy yourself a couple munchies. And starting at 8:30 in the morning tomorrow, we will have all of those science supplies there. You'll be welcomed by a couple of our volunteers and the staff. And you can make your own sign in the morning. And then Courthouse Square, beautiful, reunified Courthouse Square, is just a couple blocks away. So then you can take your sign, carry it with you, walk down to Courthouse Square, and we will have our booths open by 10 a.m. And our program will start shortly after that at 10:20. So that sign making is really a great social endeavor as well, making your sign, being seen, being heard. And this year, we are getting out the vote. So last year, it was all about hearing our voices. Not only are we hearing our voices this year and sharing them, but we are going to hear our vote come those midterm elections.
We're just about out of time here, but I just wanted to kind of get your perspective. It's been just about a year since the last march, and the marches really across the country that took place right after the inauguration. What do you think has been just kind of the overall tone of the movement since then to date?
You know what? That's a question that I like to answer in not a succinct answer.
Uh-oh.
So, and I know I don't have that much time, but people are looking for focus.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, our administration right now and the leader of our administration nationally doesn't seem like there's a lot of focus. There's a lot of issues going on. There's a lot of miscommunication. There are things that are frustrating all of us. And right now, we are all living in a space mm-hmm. that is not necessarily focused. So we're taking all of that and addressing all of those issues. And what we're doing is getting out the vote so that we can change some of that, so we can redirect the focus back to bringing people their human rights, their civil rights, justice, women's rights. There's the whole Me Too movement. There's things around our national parks. Our coastline is now being threatened. So all of that is making it to where some of that anger from last year is now resolve mm-hmm. in order to make those differences come the midterm election. So that's what we're doing. We're getting people together. We're making sure that they know the resources out in the community. We're going to have great speakers like was mentioned earlier, Jared Huffman, Jenny Chamberlain, Shirley Zane, Linda Hopkins, Chris Rogers, our vice mayor, Mike McGuire, three students, and Louise Bailey, who works with teens. God bless her. She works with teens. She's the executive director over at CHOPS Teen Club. So jam-packed schedule and really wanting to give people that option of gathering in downtown in a peaceful way. We don't have a march, but you can certainly walk down the sidewalks from Brew over to Courthouse Square in the morning.
We're going to go over just a bit because I want to. And you mentioned this is about organization, and it is about focusing on these various issues. And I'm totally not saying here you shouldn't be focusing on these various issues, because these are very important issues, from the environment to the coast to women's rights and to immigration and et cetera. But do you feel or fear that just because it's being called a women's march, or not a women's march, a women's event, that maybe the message of all these different issues gets lost?
I don't believe so. You know, we're pretty good at multitasking. And I'm not going to exclude men in that either. I think that this kind of society, a lot of us are on our phone and we're doing a couple other things at the same time, hopefully not driving. But we are all able to see what is out there on the horizon coming at us from all different angles. I think that we have a really good periphery vision as well as looking forward. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to rely on that. I have a lot of faith in everybody that's going to be coming, to those people that are going to be reading the newspapers afterwards, to those people that are listening right now. And they're going to say, you know what, we can tackle a few things at the same time. And also, it speaks to our diversity. And to the fact that we are being inclusive of everybody. So it is a women's rally, but we want to welcome everyone, and we want to show our diversity and make sure that all of these issues are really just as important as the next issue.
Well spoken.
Thank you.
Leslie, we're just about out of time. One more time. Where is it this Saturday?
This Saturday, starting at 10 a.m. in Courthouse Square. That is smack dab in the middle of everything in downtown Santa Rosa. Just head on over to downtown. Find a great parking garage. I really encourage everybody to use one of the many parking garages in downtown Santa Rosa, and then make your way into Courthouse Square. It is Saturday the 20th from 10 a.m. until 11:30 a.m. We're going to wrap it up pretty quickly. Mm-hmm. Make sure the square is nice and clean afterwards, and everybody go out and enjoy all those great restaurants that are downtown afterwards, and talk to your neighbor. You know, talk to the person who's sitting at the table next to you. Find out your common ground, and let's move forward together.
Sounds like a fun event. Leslie, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Leslie Graves, he's the organizer of the the Santa Rosa Women's Rally this Saturday.